Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lieutenant Ken Plaga with the Meridian Township Police. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very good. Good evening, Cheryl.
Wanted to talk to you after I got some information about underage alcohol enforcement that was done in cooperations with a few different departments this last month in March. Meridian Township Police Department, along with Ingham County Sheriff's Office, East Lansing Police Department, and the MSU Police Department worked together. Tell us about the operation.
Well, the operation is focused at keeping alcohol out of the hands of underage drinkers. What we do is we do several things. We patrol in unmarked and plainclothes officers, do patrols checking licensed liquor establishments, party stores, restaurants, bars, looking for underage drinkers attempting to get access to alcohol, either using fake IDs or by having maybe somebody of age go in and attempt to purchase for them.
And what did you find? How many years have you done this?
We've been doing this for several years. We get funding through the state of Michigan, Office of Highway Safety Planning. It's called the Safe Communities Grant, and it's funding that is provided to our agency. We're the coordinating agency, and we share the funds throughout the county with the other agencies to fund overtime. It does compliance checks where we actually go in with decoys and check the store establishments with underage people going in and attempting to buy. And then it also funds this program that we just did here last month where you have undercover officers, plainclothes officers out and about in the streets, in the stores, in the restaurants and bars, checking for those people either buying alcohol for minors or minors using fake IDs or things like that.
And what were your findings this year?
Well, we had a pretty substantial number of arrests and citations issued. A lot of them were a result of minors just being in possession of alcohol. You'll have loud parties and such. The plainclothes officers will respond to that area prior to the uniformed officers. And at that time, you know, it's easier to see the youthful offenders with the alcohol in their possession and take enforcement action.
How did this year compare with other years?
This year was pretty consistent with other years. I do want to say, you know, we have noticed that the kids are making better choices, there's a lot better judgment. However, you know, if you have a large party, you do get, a significant number of citations issued because of the size of the party. And a lot of the activity revolves around underage drinking that are not high school age kids, but kids that are out of high school, but either in college or young college aged folks.
And they're just joining in even though they know they're not old enough.
Right.
What do you mean when they're exercising better judgment? Are they realizing the problems this can cause them and refraining?
Right. There are a lot of, you know, kids, I think a better job is being done of communicating to the youth that, you know, the consequences of using alcohol at a young age. You get a minor possession of alcohol citation. It attaches to your driving record abstract. There are things that can, sanctions that can be occur if you have more than one. Driving privileges are affected. Your insurance rates are affected. So I think what you see is you see the kids say, well, I'm better aware of what's going to happen if I choose to do this, and they're just making better choices not to use alcohol.
And of the citations given, the report I had showed about 37 citations and 24 alcohol violations and 13 misdemeanors. How are these things different, the 37 the alcohol violations versus the misdemeanors?
Well, an alcohol violation could be minor possession of alcohol, somebody purchasing alcohol for a minor. Those are the alcohol-related. The other misdemeanors could be disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, or if somebody has a warrant on another charge or previous charge and we come into contact with them and take enforcement action, take them into custody that way.
The purchasing alcohol for a minor, I guess I just never understood that. You're still seeing a lot of folks who are willing to do that.
We do not see a lot of folks that are willing to do that.
Well, that's
good. Every once in a while there is somebody who does make a poor choice, and we do take a pretty serious stand on that.
What do you... do people understand, you think, the seriousness of selling or supplying alcohol to minors? Now, whether it be an individual or a liquor store, a party store, a bar or something, not checking IDs very closely, do you think folks are understanding how serious that is?
I think education over the, especially like the past 5 years or so, has really improved. I think people have a better understanding of, you know, the consequences, the effects alcohol have on young people, not just the criminal or sanctions, but, you know, the physical and psychological problems that can cause younger people who choose to use alcohol early in life. And through that education, I think people are making better choices and taking a firmer stand on not allowing underage people to get alcohol into their possession.
Now, you had MSU Police Department involved in this operation as well. Are we just inherently, you know, in the area of these kinds of troubles because of the university being here?
No, the university takes a very proactive approach to alcohol enforcement and education. They just happen to be one of the larger agencies that are in the area, and they are our neighbor. Their population is a large population of folks that are in the range of, you know, 18 to 23 years of age. So we do have a larger population base because the university is here, but I don't think that that's the reason for the influx of alcohol. You can go Metro Detroit area, some of the bigger populated cities, and have similar results.
What about how the citations were split up among the police agencies, you know, area-wise, Meridian Township, East Lansing, and Ingham County Sheriff's Office? Were the folks that you found that were given violations or in terms of the alcohol, were they pretty evenly spread around the area?
Well, the officers work in teams together, so it's a multi-jurisdictional team, so it's not really something you can say, well, Meridian wrote the citation, or because Meridian may be working with an Ingham County officer one night, and then they may be working with an East Lansing officer another night in an MSU. We kind of spread it around so that it's a multi-jurisdictional task force type approach. So geographically, the citations, I think, were pretty fairly distributed. As you get closer to the more populated areas where there are more party stores, there's more apartment complexes and places where people tend to gather and have social activities, then you're going to have an increase in citations.
If it's a party store or some establishment that sells alcohol, is their liquor license at risk when they get a citation like this?
If a party store or a licensed liquor establishment is found to be selling, we do send a violation report to the Liquor Control Commission, and their liquor license does come to risk, and there is a hearing that's held.
And what do you do? You said you've done this operation for several years now, and this being another one. What do you do with this information?
Well, we try to focus our education and enforcement activities around where we see trends, and get information to those folks that maybe, you know, don't understand the seriousness of this issue. We have Ingham County has a very good outreach program into the high school age, and the university does a very good job of educating the student body. So sometimes people just, they may know the consequences and they choose to make bad choices, and that's when we come in and do the enforcement.
Very good. Well, it's an interesting program, and clearly it's worthwhile, and the funding is there to continue doing it for education and so forth, and that's where it has to come. Lieutenant, I appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Ken Plaga with Meridian Township Police Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.